This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won the New Hampshire primary, but it was a narrow victory over a relative newcomer, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Thank you, New Hampshire!
It's not really a surprise that Bernie Sanders won the Democratic primary in a neighboring state, but this win propels him forward.
It's the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
It was a narrow victory over Pete Buttigieg, the 38-year-old war veteran and former mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
A fresh outlook is what makes new beginnings possible.
Noting that's how Democrats have won the White House in the past.
I'm Amy Klobuchar, and I will beat Donald Trump.
The Minnesota senator coming in third. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she's disappointed she didn't fare better. And former Vice President Joe Biden, with single-digit support, was looking for more diverse states.
We just heard from the first two of 50 states.
President Trump won the GOP primary over challenger William Weld. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. attorneys involved in the prosecution of President Donald Trump's longtime confidant, Roger Stone, resigned after the Justice Department withdrew their sentencing recommendation. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Several of the prosecutors who convicted Roger Stone of lying to Congress, obstruction of Congress, and witness tampering have resigned from the team after the Department of Justice withdrew their sentence recommendation of 7 to 9 years in prison for President Trump's close confidant. The department insists it withdrew the recommendation to the judge shortly after it was offered Monday night. President Trump slammed the sentence in a tweet early Tuesday morning and later at the White House.
I thought the recommendation was ridiculous. I thought the whole prosecution was ridiculous.
Trump also denied having anything to do with the Justice Department's action. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Health experts now have a specific reference to the deadly strain of coronavirus, VOA's Mariama Diallo.
A new name for the coronavirus that so far has killed more than 1,000 people and infected more than 43,000 worldwide, mostly in China.
Having a name matters to prevent the use of other names that can be inaccurate or stigmatizing.
It's called COVID-19. The World Health Organization says it selected a name that didn't refer to a specific geographical location, animal, an individual, or group of people. Meanwhile, as additional cases are confirmed in China and elsewhere, the global community is having a tough time keeping up with the virus. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
And the top two health officials in central China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, have been removed from their post. The firings come a day after another 103 deaths were reported in Hubei, and where millions remain under lockdown and people are complaining of food shortages. Leaders in Afghanistan say the United States has made notable progress in ongoing peace talks with representatives of the Taliban that are taking place in the Gulf state of Qatar. President Ashraf Ghani tweeted late Tuesday he had received a call from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, sharing with him the latest developments in the turbulent U.S.-Taliban peace process aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. The nearly 18 months of U.S.-Taliban peace talks lately have been bogged down after Washington's demand for the insurgent group to significantly cut Afghan violence in return for an American troop drawdown in the country. Actor Jussie Smollett now faces six new charges in Chicago. AP correspondent Mike Grassi explains.
Actor Jussie Smollett is facing new charges of lying to Chicago police early last year. Special Prosecutor Dan Webb says a grand jury indicted Smollett on six counts of disorderly conduct. Smollett was charged with disorderly conduct last February, but Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox dropped the charges the following month without explanation. Smollett told police he was walking home on January 29, 2019, when he was approached by two masked men who made racist and homophobic remarks. Several weeks later, authorities alleged Smollett had paid two black friends $3,500 to help him stage the attack. I'm Mike Grossia.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.